More music and more fun with Nikki and Zamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
We've got a new world number one tennis player.
That is awesome. How long has it been since Australia has had number one player?
Funny you ask that.
Because I've got the stats right here.
Because I do. 1976, Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley.
Wow, I've never heard of her.
Really? And you would have thought that's the kind of name you'd remember.
Yeah, I know. Look, if I had heard of her, I would definitely remember that.
But yeah, 1976. So Ash Barty is now officially the world number one.
And her name is a lot easier to say.
It is, and it rhymes with party. So you can't.
Yeah, Barty Party.
You know what? I've been kind of annoyed at the term Ash Barty Party up to this point. Now I'm like,
now I'm on the Barty
Party.
I'm
on board. I'm part of it. How easily I'm turned. Can I share something I learned?
Sure. Share with the class.
If a borrowed word isn't changed, we get it from another language, right? Like pizza from Italian?
Yeah.
It's called a loan word. Now, if it's translated, like Superman comes from the German word Übermensch, it's called a Kalk.
Übermensch.
Now, Kalk, weirdly, is a loan word. And loan word is a Kalk.
Sorry, you lost me at Superman.
Look him up.
Okay.
As someone says, English doesn't borrow from other languages. Apparently, it follows them down alleys, beats them over the head, and goes through their pockets for loose grammar.
That's so true. English is just such a weird language.
It must be a tardy language. It takes anything you can find.
Yeah, and then a lot of things, like they make a rule and they break it.
Yeah, I know.
Name one rule that isn't broken somehow.
Yeah, no, I don't.
You can always break them.
So there you go.
Doesn't make sense.
English.
Good luck to anyone learning English
Who
out there.
Who needs it?
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With your dangerous reporter, Nikki Parkinson.
Dangerous, I like that.
That's right.
We've been treated with a snippet of Beyonce and Donald Glover's version of Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Oh.
It's the latest teaser for the new Lion King movie.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Look at the stars.
The peace the evening brings.
The great kings look down on us from those stars.
The world for once in perfect harmony with all its living things.
And so will I.
Oh, that's just beautiful, isn't
it?
Those two together, The Lion King, the live-action remake, hits theatres July 19. Now, 35 new celebrities are set to receive stars on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next year. Julia Roberts, Chris Hemsworth, Octavia Spencer, Mahershala Ali, Spike Lee, Cindy Crawford and Batman are among those to receive the honour. Just Batman, not anyone in particular. I'm really surprised Julia Roberts wasn't already on there.
It is a little surprising.
That shocks me.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's going to get one next year, rightfully so. Now, Netflix has dropped the final trailer for the upcoming third season of Stranger Things. This is what we've got.
What if he never left? What if we locked him out here with us? He'd want to attach himself to someone again. A new host.
Then we are going to end everyone.
Everyone.
It looks amazing. Make sure you check it out. It basically implies that Mind Flayer has chosen Max's older brother, Billy, played by the WA-born and bred Dacre Montgomery, to be his next vessel. So he's got a major role in this. I'm really excited for him. Good on, Perth boy.
Yay.
And finishing off with Lindsay Lohan, she signed a new record deal.
Oh.
She signed with Tommy Mottola's Casablanca Records. Now, this is the same label that released Lohan's debut album, Speak, back in 2004. So get set for some more of this magic. Look, who doesn't want more of that?
Nikki
and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.